Cameras are we rolling? Good to go. Guys, we have with us Mr. Jasprit Bumrah. Before we continue, please put your phones on silent. And before asking a question, please raise your hands. We'll take one question at a time. Who would want to go first?
Hi, Jasprit. Congratulations. जब आप आज बोलिंग करने गए थे और हमने मैच में भी देखा कि आपने 6 विकेट लिए, कमिंस ने भी बहुत अच्छी गेंदबाजी की, तो क्या प्लान था आपका और पिच कैसे बिहेव कर रहे हैं?
जब हम लोग बॉलिंग कर रहे थे तो पिच काफ़ी स्लो थी, थोड़ा अप एंड डाउन रह रहा है विकेट, बट मोस्टली अप से ज़्यादा डाउन रह रहा है, तो बॉल रिवर्स होने लगा था, तो हम लोग उसका कोशिश कर रहे थे कि जब रिवर्स हो रहा है तो हम रणजी ट्रॉफी क्रिकेट में रिवर्स स्विंग की काफ़ी बॉलिंग की, तो उस एक्सपीरियंस को यहाँ यूज़ करने की कोशिश कर रहे थे।
सर
जसप्रीत,
आपका जो एक्शन है उसके बारे में बहुत बोला जाता है, तो क्या ये नेचुरल है? कौन थे आपके कोच, उसने बदलाव करने की कोशिश की या नहीं की? की नहीं तो क्यों नहीं की?
नहीं, ऐसे एक्शन के बारे में जो बोलना है बोले, वो तो मैं सीरियसली लेता नहीं हूँ, बट मेरी एक्शन, मैं टीवी में जब छोटा था तो मैं बहुत सारे क्रिकेटर्स को बॉलिंग करते देखता था, तो उसके वजह से पता नहीं कैसे ये एक्शन डेवलप हो गई, बट मेरे जब भी मैं NCM में गया हूँ, कहीं भी गया हूँ, तो मेरा एक्शन चेंज करने की कोशिश किसी ने नहीं की थी। मुझे सिर्फ बोला कि बॉडी स्ट्रांग करो, क्योंकि उनको था कि जो कुछ मेरे पास जो पेस है वो शायद चली जा सकती है, तो इसके लिए मैं उस मामले में लकी रहा हूँ थोड़ा। ऐसे कोई कोच नहीं था, मैं स्कूल क्रिकेट थोड़ा खेला था, मैं ज्यादातर जो क्रिकेट मैंने, मेरे को शौक था, मैं टीवी देख देख के काफी सीखा हूँ, तो ऐसे कह नहीं सकते कि एक कोच है जिसने मुझे बहुत ऐसा हेल्प किया।
Congratulations. When the declaration came today, when the decision was made to bat again, what was the plan in the dressing room? I mean, was there ever a thought of sending someone like Rishabh or Rohit up the order to up the ante, or was the plan?
There were no such plans, but we wanted to play positive cricket. Yes, we lost a few more wickets than we wanted to, but yes, we try to add as many as more runs we want to, and then hopefully when we come back in the next innings, and we'll try to get them out as well.
And what's the magic number?
What magic number?
What were you hoping to set?
Target.
No, anything. See, we'll try to add as many as we can, and then hopefully we'll back our bowling unit to, you know, defend the total.
How difficult is the phase where you come from the injury before the England tour, and you took the 5 wickets at Nottingham, and again the career best performance here. So.
No, in England, I had a thumb injury, so I was still bowling because it was my left thumb. So I was still bowling in the nets, and in that I was sitting out. So in the first two games, I was keeping an eye what is happening. Over here, it's a little different because over here the ball does a little less. There's less lateral movement over here. So over here, you want to be consistent. So all these things, always keeping an eye, and you're talking to all the coaches, all the experienced players. I always do that and try to learn from them. Yeah, when I was bowling there, the wicket had become really slow, the ball had become soft, nothing really was happening. So just last ball before lunch, so Rohit was there at mid-off, so he told me that you can try a slow ball like you bowl in one day cricket. So I thought, yeah, you could give it a go, that nothing's really happening, maybe a slow ball, some of their guys play with hard hands. So we wanted to try that. The execution was good on the day, so yeah, really happy.
For the yorker or a catch at short cover?
We're trying to bowl a slower ball, and then a fuller slower ball. Maybe it will dip, or maybe go to a short cover. So that was the plan, and it worked.
You might have asked this question earlier, I'm not sure, but it looked like you were intent on pitching the ball up, and despite the fact that the wicket had variable bounce, what was your thinking?
Yeah, because the ball had started reversing. So when we played in similar wickets back home, when the ball reverses, so you try to make the most of it. So yeah, we were trying to use our experience in first class cricket where we bowled with reverse swing balls. So that was the plan behind it.
But
Jasprit, I mean, you're known for your yorkers across all formats, but like, there's always this talk about why fast bowlers don't bowl enough yorkers in this cricket. Considering your great exponent of that, is there any logic?
No, but it's a little different in test cricket. In white ball cricket, there are only 10 overs. Sometimes yorker takes a lot out of your body. After bowling 25 overs, it's difficult sometimes to execute the yorkers. So yeah, it is an underrated delivery in test cricket, but I believe you can't overdo it, because then it's easier for the batsman. If you get it wrong, it's easier to score as well. But yeah, you can use it in patches, and when the ball is reversing, it's even more effective.
Jasprit,
This has been turning out to be a dream here, you know, video table and South Africa and now analytics here. I mean, how do you sum up the whole thing about becoming a test cricketer and then the sudden, you know, sudden success that you have gained in this particular format?
No, I always wanted to play test cricket. People have only seen me in white ball cricket, but I played a lot of first class cricket earlier. So I was always confident that whenever I get a chance, I would be able to do well. And when I got the opportunity in South Africa, I was really happy. The start has been good. Hopefully, you keep on learning and keep getting better.
And have you been adding new balls from your whatever experiences of the white ball cricket? Have you been working on newer?
And there's no any new delivery that I have been brought into my armory, but yeah, working on consistency has always been my main goal.
Last week.
Aside from taking control of the match, how pleasing has this game been in terms of workload? So much as Australia bowling 4 days in a row, whereas you guys have knocked them over in 60 odd overs.
No, but we have done that earlier as well. We've bowled a lot of overs as well. So we're not focusing on that. We're just focusing on our plans right now, what we have to do tomorrow morning, whenever we start to bowl. How the wicket is behaving, what purchases we are getting out of that. So we are focusing on that right now.
Your debut test calendar year, you're only 5 wickets on 50, which is a rare achievement. How are you surprised by that? How pleasing is that, the return you've got in only 9 test matches?
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised if I don't believe in myself, who else will? So I always try to back myself in any situation that I go. Yes, the start has been good. I played in England, South Africa, here, all three different kind of conditions.
Yeah.
Yes, I've not yet played a test match in India, but yeah. Whenever you go to different countries, it's a different experience. New learnings you take away from every country. So yeah, really happy with the start. Let's see how it goes further.
Final one.
India's bowling coach Bharat Tarun has been there with you from your under-19 days. You're kind of grown with him. Can you tell us about your relationship with him and his influence on your bowling?
When I went to the NCA, he was there, he saw my action. So I've been lucky in that he saw my action, he didn't want to change it. He always believed that with this action, yes, you have to become stronger, so that we'll not try to change your action. We'll work on the consistency and everything else would follow. So I've been lucky enough to work with such coaches who always didn't try to change me, but always told me to back myself.
Thank you.